Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, March 26th, and Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler is 73 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Police have identified four victims in a shooting at Cumberland Mall earlier this week. The Cobb School District is set to receive $182 million from the latest federal relief bill. WellStar has launched partnerships meant to encourage hesitant people to get COVID-19 vaccines. Cobb County's price tag so far for hosting Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, $2.3 million. And a candlelight vigil will be held Saturday in memory of Cobb County School District teachers who have died due to complications from the coronavirus. Plus, we'll get a look at sports in and around Cobb County with MDJ Sports Editor John Bednarowski.
This is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG now and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Cobb police are investigating a shooting at Cumberland Mall that left four people injured on Tuesday evening, one of them a child. The identified victims are 19-year-old Karanji Reese, 19-year-old Jakava Harris, 19-year-old Deshaun Powell, and one elementary school-aged child. The victims sustained wounds to the leg, foot, and back. On Wednesday afternoon, the mall was open and reasonably busy. Several shoppers hadn't heard about the shooting, but most said they weren't surprised by it. The Cobb County School District will receive a whopping $182 million from the latest round of federal coronavirus relief, which Congress passed earlier this month. We asked Cobb County Superintendent Chris Ragsdale about the influx of cash.
Yeah, it is a lot of money. We don't have every avenue identified for how that money will be spent, but a couple of things we do know. We have heard and been told that 20% of those funds have to be spent on learning loss. So that will certainly, you know, be part of that funding mechanism. Because again, I feel like in Cobb that, you know, we're in a much better position than many other districts across the country to where we have the tools to be able to truly gauge where our students are and where our students need to be. And so we feel very confident in our teachers. I always brag on our teachers, and this is no different. They have truly risen to the occasion and gone above and beyond each and every day. Going back to your question, it's a lot of money, and we're going to identify the most efficient and effective means for expending those funds. And certainly, one of the biggest benefits is there is a time limit, but it's not like, you know, you get a grant in a single academic year and you use it or lose it kind of thing. So there can be a lot of focus and deliberate effort to make sure that we expend those funds in the most efficient and effective means possible.
The district will also offer teachers a raise later this year and try to get a laptop in the hands of every district student using money raised by a new 1% sales tax voters will be asked to approve this fall. WellStar Health Systems has started two initiatives to reach people who are hesitant to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Black and Hispanic Georgians are getting vaccinated at lower rates than their white counterparts. WellStar has joined Morehouse School of Medicine's National COVID-19 Resiliency Network to serve communities disproportionately impacted by COVID-19 with information and resources. WellStar is the only health system in Georgia that is committed to the network and one of two health systems in the nation to be one of the network's 40 partners. This includes sharing a COVID-19 vaccine guide in Spanish. The health system is also partnering with Delta Sigma Theta, a historically black sorority with more than 350,000 members. Community reporter Locke Hoover is our man on the street, courtesy of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Netflix has a lot of new kids shows, so Locke wants to know about your favorite shows from childhood.
Kelly, so Netflix has a couple new kids shows.
Okay.
One starring Michelle Obama and another created by Ludacris. What was your favorite show as a kid?
Flintstones and Looney Tunes and that kind of stuff. My favorite character was Daffy Duck. He was just goofy.
Jessica, so Netflix has a couple new kid shows out. One starring Michelle Obama, the other created by Ludacris. What was your favorite show as a kid?
I think Jem and the Holograms. It was because it was cool because it was like a girl band and they were like wore cool clothes.
Alex, so Netflix has a couple new kid shows out. One starring Michelle Obama, the other created by Ludacris. What was your favorite show as a kid?
I had a VHS tape called Baby Songs that was the bomb. Pat Palmer's Baby Songs. Is that an acceptable answer?
What did you like about it?
Yeah, they were just little songs that like a small child would be concerned about, like don't wash my blanket, don't take it away, and wiggle your piggy toes. That's what I remember. I think I just liked the songs and they felt relevant to my life.
Becca, so Netflix has a couple new kid shows. One starring Michelle Obama, another one created by Ludacris. What was your favorite show as a kid?
He-Man and She-Ra. I like the Warriors.
Johnny, so Netflix has a couple new kid shows out. One starring Michelle Obama, the other created by Ludacris. What was your favorite show as a kid?
Okay, it was a long time ago. We were allowed one TV show a week, but we usually snuck it in two. It was Zorro. I can still sing the song. Do you know the song? Zorro, he makes the sign of the Z. And so he'd go, and I liked that swish.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
This week, the Cobb County Board of Commissioners unanimously approved a $2 million expenditure to cover public safety and transportation costs associated with the 2021 Major League Baseball All-Star Game to be hosted at Truist Park this July. The board's approval brings the total price tag so far for the game up to $2.3 million, counting another $300,000 transferred from the county to Cobb Travel and Tourism in December. Of that amount, $250,000 is being used to pay for renting the Cobb Galleria for satellite events. A candlelight vigil will be held Saturday in memory of Cobb County school district teachers who have died due to complications from the coronavirus. The vigil will be at 6 p.m. Saturday in the parking lot of McEachern Memorial United Methodist Church at Macklin Road. The vigil is being held by a group of Cobb teachers in honor of their colleagues. The event will have guest speakers, a candle lighting, a moment of silence, and a song. Candles will be provided, and those who attend can stay near their vehicles. And now for a look at sports in and around Cobb County, courtesy of Adventure Outdoors, let's talk to MDJ Sports Editor John Bednarowski.
John, it's my understanding that there are two high school baseball coaches that are brothers that are now going to have to play against each other. Tell me about that.
Oh, the Hansons. You know, Keith Hanson is the coach over at Allatoona, and he's been head baseball coach in the metro area for 19 years, last 13 with the Buccaneers. And then George Hanson, he spent 3 years at Pebble Brook, and then when Kennesaw Mountain opened up in 2001, he took over there and has built that program. He's the only coach that the Mustangs have ever had. They purposely did not schedule each other. They did not want to have to play each other. Now they would play scrimmages, you know, preseason scrimmages. They would go ahead and do that, but they would never play a regular season game. Well, when the GHSA did the reclassification this past year, they put Kennesaw Mountain and Allatoona in the same region. So not only did it force the Hansons to have to play, it forces them to play twice each year. But there's a, you know, there's a disparity between the two programs right now. Allatoona is a senior-laden club that really should contend for a state championship. You know, like Keith said in the story, he says, look, I love my brother, and I told him I'm going to root for him except for two games a year.
And, John, what's the biggest sports thing happening in the county this weekend?
I'll tell you what the biggest event is the weekend. We got the Cobb County Track and Field Championships going to be over at Marietta. And if you want to get a good idea of who's going to do what come state time, this is the track meet you got to watch, because Mount Perrin's been, the Mount Perrin girls have been very successful. Campbell boys and girls, McEachern boys and girls, you know, Cal boys and girls, Marietta boys and girls, Walton. I mean, the list goes on. The amount of track talent that we have in the county is ridiculous. So, you know, you can expect the winner of the Cobb County track championships to be a favorite when it comes time to run at state.
John Bednarowski is the sports editor at the Marietta Daily Journal. And John, is there anything else we can look forward to this weekend?
There's a baseball tournament up at Lake Point. I know we have Allatoona playing up there against teams like Bob Jones from Alabama and IMG Academy from Florida this weekend. I think we've got a few other teams that are up there too, but you know, my main focus, or our main focus this weekend, got to be on the Cobb County Track and Field Championships. That's one of the premier events of the year. If you like track and field, this is one of those events that you want to go to, because there are some seriously good athletes going to be competing.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.